On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Thanks for joining us today. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. If you miss it, you can always go back to KSRO and check out the podcast where my partner in cohort here in crime, she puts up these really great narratives of what we talk about. Because we cover a lot of ground, Michelle.
There's a lot of stuff to talk about.
And you've become a mortgage expert for me.
I know a lot more than I used to know about it. That's
yes,
for sure.
That is true. And all the things that go along with it, right?
Yeah.
Focus the show highly on credit and income and assets and real estate. We often have great guests in studio and that call in. Today I'm joined by Dina Wilson and Margaret Schrock. They're with Compass Real Estate in Petaluma. They'll call. They're going to be they're live here. They're going to be talking with us about some specific things that are important to them, including the second annual Creature Comfort and Blanket Drive.
That's
a cool cause. We're going to talk more about that, so stay tuned. But hey, you know, we sort of have breaking news in the mortgage and interest rate world. Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, has spoken. And when Chairman Powell speaks, we all listen. And then interest rates do nothing. What do you got?
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says that he wants to see an increase in inflation before the Reserve Board will raise their rates. He doesn't want to see any more upward inflation. He does want to see more upward inflation pressure.
You know, the problem with the inflation numbers is they're really absent a lot of things, a lot of details. And, you know, there's so much involved in the Fed decision of whether or not to raise interest rates. Mm-hmm. Folks, what you have to understand first off is that when the Fed adjusts interest rates up, down, or not at all, it has nothing to do with your first mortgage. Because I always get a flurry of calls. Hey, I heard interest rates went down. Which ones?
Right.
So an interest rate is often based on an index. Mm-hmm. So the Federal Reserve charges banks a certain amount of money to borrow money. And so that's not the same money that banks use to make mortgages.
Okay.
Most often. Mm-hmm. Now, home equity line of credits are often tied to the prime rate. That is what Federal Reserve activity will adjust. But your typical first mortgage, your conforming home loan, your FHA loan, your VA loan, your adjustable rate mortgages, none of those mortgages are attached to what the Fed does. It's really important for people to understand that, because we've tied this nomenclature, we've tied this word of interest rates to being all-encompassing, and it's just not.
That's true.
So today we learned that nothing is happening with interest rates.
Right?
So that means everyone can run outside and throw their hands up and go, yippee. No, it's not what it means. What it means is that your credit card, your auto loans, your new ones that you want to get, your home equity line of credits, and maybe your SBA commercial financing loans, those indexes, those interest rates did not change. However, strangely enough, mortgage rates may have a knee-jerk reaction in the marketplace based on what we learn in the Federal Reserve minutes or in their press conference.
Okay.
And so the way this works is you'll get the announcement today. It's called Fed Day, so we call it in the business. And Federal Reserve Chairman talks about what was happening in deciding to raise, not, or decrease rates. So today we learned they're looking at inflation. What's inflation? Inflation is the cost of things. That's inflation. That's really what it is. And is it more expensive today than it was 5 years ago to buy things? Yes. Right? But they don't act like it is. They're looking as if it's a 2% increase, 2.1% increase in inflation. So we don't want to affect interest rates. Well, things have gotten a lot more expensive. I always use my beer analogy.
I love your beer analogy. It's very good. The beer index.
It's damn expensive.
The beer index.
The beer index. That's right. The beer index. You tell me, and you can pick any of the other indexes you want in the grocery store. You can pick your aisle.
Milk,
doesn't
whatever.
Matter.
Yep.
Right? They are all more expensive,
yes.
Aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like they only went up 2% year over year? I don't know. I feel like, 2%, that's on a $10 six-pack. 2%? Come on. That's 20 cents. You can tell me that year over year, my beer only went up 20 cents? No. Dino's sitting and go, not his beer. So, folks, inflation is a key indicator that the Fed looks at. What does it mean to you at the street and what you're doing your day-to-day? Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Call your mortgage banker like me and I'll tell you. It didn't affect interest rates. So just be aware of that. That's what we have on Fed Speak World today. So I'd like to invite in my guests. We have two excellent guests, Dino Wilson and Margaret Schrock. Hello. Thank you for joining us.
Hello there.
Hi.
Thanks so you
for
guys
having
are having
us.
Absolutely. You're with Compass Real Estate.
We are. Compass, formerly Pac Union.
Yes. And there, that was a big move locally.
It was.
A lot of people were surprised by that.
As were we.
There was actually two acquisitions. I was with Paragon Real Estate before that. And in the first acquisition, it didn't feel like a natural progression for me. So I exited, called Pacific Union, joined Pacific Union. 2 weeks later, we were bought by Compass.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I know that Compass is doing some really great things with technology. And
yes.
There's a lot of really great real estate agents, peers in your community that are utilizing that technology. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, gosh, we've got apps on our phones. We have so many different things that are available to us as agents to help us with marketing.
You have a back-end system, right? That's really powerful.
Big back-end system. It's Compass originated in New York 7-8 years ago, and they are slowly migrating to the West Coast.
Got it. So they're following the Compass West.
Yes,
I'm sorry. Really sorry.
That's all right. We'll take that out in post.
Yeah.
Are we gonna dump that one?
I'm just kidding.
One of the best things that Compass has going is we have this program called Compass Concierge,
yes,
which is an ability for sellers who may not have the capital or may not want to use their own money in order to improve the property to get maximum return when they go to sell it.
I'm glad you brought that up because I'm really interested in this concept.
Yeah.
I ran into a client of mine that had was working with I don't think they're a Compass agent. I think it was someone else was doing similar business program. So to walk our listeners through that, they got a property. They know it needs work.
Yep.
Maybe they don't have the money to do it. Maybe they just want to use the equity without getting a home loan to do it. This program comes in as a solution.
Absolutely. In fact, Margaret and I have worked with several different sellers. And, you know, part of our expertise is to come in and analyze what's the most efficient way for them to maximize their sale. And if it's something as simple, the most simple number one thing is paint. It seems pretty obvious, but, you know, some people don't have the capital to do much more than that. So if that's what comes out of it for us, then we look through the property and see what other elements we can, you know, match with their budget. Mm-hmm. But with the Compass Concierge, it'll allow for a seller to take up to 5% on a loan at 0%.
No fees.
So it really doesn't cost them anything else.
It really doesn't. And the process is so easy. It's evolved in the time that it's been available to now literally your seller goes online. Within 5 minutes, they get approved. It's a soft credit hit. And within a couple days, they get a credit card. They can even have money wired into their account to pay vendors. So it's really seamless and it gets the process going.
It's 5% of the projected list price.
That's right.
Or the value.
That's right.
Correct.
So
okay.
To qualify, you have to have equity. Mm-hmm. We have to have a signed listing with a Compass agent, and then the process gets rolling.
Wow.
And
so median home price, say 650, just to kind of throw a dart at today's dartboard of home values. So 650, then we're essentially, you know, carry the 3 and you're looking at about $32,500 in capital.
Exactly.
Which is enough to do painting and even a roof, potentially, on an average house.
There's really not a limit on what the money can be used for.
Okay.
It can be done. You can do upfront inspections, mm-hmm. which we always advise sellers to do.
Interesting.
So you know any of the issues that are with the house. Mm-hmm. You can correct those issues mm-hmm. with the capital. Mm-hmm. You can...
So it covers staging.
Exactly.
It covers if you want to do, say, some exterior work, such as a deck or something of that nature.
You want to do
it's
new countertops.
It's a pretty wide band, actually.
So putting my financial hat on, then, of course, I'm thinking the procedurals of paying the money back is you're requiring a demand go into escrow.
Yes.
That covers the payoff of that amount. It's non-negotiable.
Right.
Correct.
Against seller proceeds.
Yep.
So I got to imagine you got to have equity. You mentioned that. You have to have equity. To remind our listeners what the word equity means is the difference between the net sales proceeds and what you pay off mm-hmm. is equity. So you've got a mortgage. Now you have potentially up to a 5% additional loan.
Exactly.
So how much cushion do you require the homeowners to have?
Well, that's something that the lender They're the ones in charge of that. We actually have nothing to do with the application process.
Sure, good point to clarify. You're not licensed. You're licensed, of course, but you're not licensed to offer financial products.
No, but what our guidance is we don't want people to overspend.
Yeah.
Because that is a concern. It's like, okay, you have potentially $32,000, let's say, to spend improving your property. Mm-hmm. Are you going to get that money back?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's you have to have a savvy realtor who's going to guide you to what's the best return on your investment.
I think that's a really important point, because as I was listening to you talk about the financial side of it, I think there's also the project management side of it. So what role do you play in saying, you know, for so many people, like they go to work, they come home,
right.
They're too tired, it's dark and rainy out. I mean, they're not able to oversee these types of projects. Right. What role do you play in that?
I personally have done about one flip a year for the past many years, and have accrued a great team of guys that do restoration, mm-hmm. renovation, painting, etc.
Okay.
So we've parlayed that together, Margaret and I, and then going to meet with a potential seller, we can guarantee them that we can handle the whole process if they want, you know, and
we have
and again analyze what the return is on that investment. If it's just the paint and this, the other, great. If it's going to be a little bit more construction oriented, we have the guys to do it. And literally we take it off their plate. It's pretty seamless.
Is there any, and this is a question I just don't know the answer to. Is there any liability that you're incurring by maybe acting as a contractor without a license? How do you sort of build those insulation walls?
You know, we are giving our sellers options of vendors.
Uh-huh.
Right. We have relationships with these vendors.
Because you can't steer them to everybody.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So we want them to get multiple bids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is what they should do.
They always should.
Spend the money wisely.
That's right. And then they ultimately are the one that signs the contract with the vendor, whether it be painting, construction. And we're just there to help facilitate the process getting done.
Great. So it's called Compass Concierge.
Compass Concierge.
If people want to learn more about it, what number should they call?
415-215-2614.
So 415-215-2614. He's got a 415 number because he does business in Marin. I know why he's got that. And I know that because he's talked to me about it. Folks, I've got Dino Wilson and Margaret Schrock in studio with me. They're with Compass Real Estate. They're sticking around to talk about this second annual Creature Comfort Coat and Blanket Drive. But first, we got to go to a commercial break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor. Or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadare.com. That's georgiadare.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
No one ever told me that transitioning back to civilian life was going to be harder than anything that I ever did in the Navy.
With an internal support network of fellow military members, Comcast is helping to make this transition easier.
Comcast gave me an opportunity. That was the call that changed my life.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military community for their dedicated service, and we're committed to hiring 21,000 service members between 2015 and the end of 2021. Visit ComcastCorporation.com/military to learn more.
The holidays are a time to spend with loved ones. Our team at Egan and Lance Chapel and Fred Young Funeral Home celebrate the lives of those who have passed this year. Remember them this season and all the joy they have brought you. Happy holidays from our family to yours.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us live in studio. I'm George Adair. And remember, if you ever miss the show, you can always go back to KSRO.com and check out the podcast. If you need any information about a home loan or want a free consultation, give me a call at 707-583-8100. 7075838100. Let me put 2 decades of experience to work for you. Let's figure out the programs that match your goals. Whether you're buying, refinancing, you want some cash out for home improvements, we've got a lot of solutions for you at Cross Country Mortgage. So give me a call at 583-8100. So we had some news breaking from the Federal Reserve.
This happens
every quarter. It came in about an hour and 15 minutes ago. What do we got?
This is Fed Chairman Jerome Powell talking with the press about what they decided.
My colleagues and I decided to leave our policy rate unchanged after lowering it a total of 0.75 percentage point at the previous 3 meetings. As always, we base our decisions on judgment of how best to achieve the goals Congress has given us, maximum employment and price stability.
And the advice of George Adair. Thank you so much for listening to me. Because a month ago, I said you weren't going to do it, and you listened. Because it would be stupid.
Right.
Stop it. Let's just let things hang for a minute. I think quarterly adjustments get too, they compound on each other, and there's not enough time for the markets to reflect and adjust.
Right, right.
So well done. So in fact, he's listened to me for the entire next year. Because we don't want to get into negative interest rates. We want them to be healthy, and we want business and banks and everybody to thrive. And if you get into a point where your interest rates keep dropping, it affects all kinds of things, mm-hmm. including inflation. So they're watching inflation. They don't want things to get too expensive, and therefore, they will not be raising the key benchmark interest rate that the Federal Reserve manages. Mainly, people look at it as like the prime rate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to say. So we won't have to talk about this for another 2 months.
Good.
Until they decide to listen to me again. we are live in the studio with some great guests that are representing Compass Real Estate, Dino Wilson and Margaret Schrock. And you guys were talking about the Compass Concierge Program. I think it's awesome. As I reflect on this, I think it's a really great opportunity for sellers to become more motivated and empowered, right?
Absolutely.
That's really what the folks at Compass have probably figured out here. I do think you get into, this is, my show, my opinion. I do think that we get into some gray areas where you have people representing services and financial products that they may not be able to, like you guys are able to do because you have so much experience in it. So hopefully Compass is managing the requirements of an agent to be able to offer this product. Is it kind of wide open, or do you have to go through any special programs? No?
Well, no. It is clear that we're not acting as a general contractor. We're
right.
not overseeing things. We're just helping to facilitate, mm-hmm. Opening doors, meeting vendors. But the contract is between our seller and
the finance company.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who is the finance company? Do you know?
Oh, it just escaped me.
Okay, no problem.
That information's in the back of my head.
It's probably inconsequential. Basically, it's up to 5% of the list price to recap the program.
Yes.
That money can be used to do all kinds of minor rehab to maybe some major stuff.
It's a very large list of what they'll cover.
Yeah.
And it's gotten broader as we've
it could be architectural plans.
Here's the things I like about it. One is you're providing support to a seller that doesn't have the experience or know how to help get their house into ready shape to sell, right? The other that I like is you're building more value in the brick and mortar relationship that you have to the community as
Absolutely.
A local real estate company.
Yes.
Because you're not going to get this from the internet real estate companies. I'm very anti-internet real
right.
estate company.
Yeah.
And I think Compass is doing a good job, both in my conversations here with you, but also my experience with other Compass agents of walking a defined line of great technology with a local presence.
Yeah.
Right. It's service is what we bring to the table. I don't think we will ever lose our jobs as realtors because we are very concerned about the relationship and seeing that person in our community well after the sale is done. We want to know that we've done our job well, that they're happy.
Yeah.
They're our neighbors.
Business. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, now you've got, I want to talk about a couple of listings before we jump into your, the annual Creature Comfort Coat and Blanket Drive. Man, that's a mouthful. I'm very impressed.
We're open to suggestions for the third.
I'm very impressed with my ability to read that without fumbling the words. So you guys have a couple of listings. Tell us about them.
I just literally drove from the house that I met with the sellers. They're in the process of preparing this property. It's on Francisco Avenue, Santa Rosa.
Uh-huh.
It's close to Pioneer Park. If you do want to get the address, you can use the phone number
yes.
to call me.
Which is 415-215-2614. 415-215-2614.
Yeah, and this is a 1991 home. It's 1,775 square feet, mm-hmm. three bedrooms, two baths, single level. Compass has something called Compass Coming Soon. So the meeting I was just at, they signed the listing, but we can put it, we're not going to go on the MLS. We have an exclusion, but we are able to put this up proprietary on Compass's site. So I will have that up as coming soon, and people can reach out through that avenue, and we can do an off-market showing.
That's
as
cool.
They prepare the property.
Yeah. And so the seller likes that because they don't have a bunch of people tromping through the
no
house.
No sign.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. I was wondering what the advantages, and I guess that's it. They can market it with a specific plan instead of just to the general public that goes on all the aggregator websites.
It also allows you to test the market without beginning your days on market. So let's say the property is underpriced.
Right.
Well, you'll which rarely happens.
Right.
But it allows you to get feedback from other brokers, and you haven't started the clock on the multiple listing service.
And it also circumvents the MLS. Let's be frank. There's a lot of people that are not happy with how MLS is run today and how it distributes through IDX just information to anybody.
Right.
I mean, essentially.
We're nodding our heads.
Yes, exactly.
we're nodding.
Let's not forget what's really happening with MLS. So that property's price range will be?
It's about, we're going for the 639 mark to start.
Okay. That's a great, that's just below median home price.
Yeah. Exactly.
Single level, 3 and 2 in Santa Rosa.
Yeah. Yep. And we'll look for the feedback, like Mark Ritt said.
I'm going to give you some right now. I think you're off to a great start.
Can I pitch a listing that's a little higher priced?
Yes. This is not the morning marketing meeting, so you don't have to pitch it.
Okay.
For all the realtors listening, they just chuckled. That's what we call it, pitching listings.
I know,
but absolutely,
I know.
Go for it.
So this is a nice listing. Coming up, it's in Petaluma. It's 3 blocks from downtown. It's in the historical Philip Swede School Building, which was built in 1927, renovated into townhomes in 2007. This is a property I've sold before. You'll have to call me for the specific address, but the general address is 331 Keller Street. I won't give out the unit number. This is an exclusive listing. We are open to off-market offers. It's priced at $799. The comps are right at $800,000. It's a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath unit on two levels, exposed brick, a lot of original character. And you've got this just really cool tucked away vibe, yet you can walk right downtown.
Okay, and what is your number for people to find more about that?
707-478-4984.
One more time.
707-478-4984.
Okay, so thank you very much for sharing these listings. Folks, we put these listings with our guests periodically on the radio so that you can get maybe an edge on going and hearing and seeing what these listings have to offer you. So please take advantage and make the calls. We're going into my segment about local business and community, and this is a new segment we're going to have on the show regularly. Today, we have a couple things I want to bring up. First is, it is the holiday shopping season. Do not open a retail department store card. That's it.
No,
mic
don't
drop.
Do it.
Can I drop mic?
Yeah.
Stop. Don't believe it. The 10% you're saving at the counter with maybe a 20% will add up to more than that when the interest rate is 28%, right? If you wait a year to pay it off, it costs you more than the discount. And guess what they're banking on? That you're not going to pay it off.
Right.
What they also don't care about is that it could absolutely destroy your credit score by 50 to 75 points. I've seen it time and time again. Don't fall for it. I'm talking about internet retail cards like Amazon cards, Home Depot cards, same as cash cards, mattress cards, and of course the obvious Macy's and all the other department store cards. Don't fall for it. That's your local advice. But what you should do is go find a local retailer and buy all of your Christmas stuff from a local business.
Right.
And use your
own
money. See, I'm big on other people's money. That's the business I'm in. I'm a lender. I use other people's or bank's money to borrow for things like real estate and cars. Please do not exceed your budget for gifts. And go, if you're going to spend your money, go do it with a local business. How do you find local businesses? Actually, one of the easiest ways is go into the Google Maps and search for what you want to find.
Sure.
And you'll find all the local business shops pop up. And has their business hours, has their information. You can call them And you can find out that they probably have just as good of a deal on the goods and services you want as if you went on to Amazon or some other internet site. Support your local business. I got to say, it's really important. And of course, I'm going to throw a plug in there. If you want a bike, go to Windsor Bike and Sport.
There you go.
It's my business. It's my show. I can do what I want. But honestly, local business is critical. Now, with the theme of local business, I also want to talk about local community and organizations. Talk to us, please, about second annual Creature Comfort Coat and Blanket Drive.
We started this last year, Margaret and I. We both have a love for animals. We both have, the viewers or listeners can't see the picture.
We have dachshunds
and a handful
we'll
of
We'll put this up. Okay, I'll put this far.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's on Facebook. We'll put it on Facebook.
We started last year. We had a very good turnout. We are raising or looking for donations for both humans and animals.
Okay, so give me three options for animals first.
Collars, leashes, blankets.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, and for humans?
Humans.
Don't say collars. Unless you're into that kind of thing.
New socks, gently worn coats, and blankets.
Okay, so those are the highest need items.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So how do people get these things to you?
They can drop them off at our Compass office. We are going to be there collecting donations this Saturday from on the 14th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll have hot chocolate, Christmas cookies, and we have North Bay Animal Services with their cuddle shuttle for adoptions.
That's fun.
So it's perfect.
Yes.
Get you. Oh, boy. Yeah, the puns don't stop. There's so much pun. So the thing about your organization is that you're trying to combine the needs of both our furry friends and our people in our community that are in need.
That's right.
But I think you're trying not to get the leftovers, right? You're hoping to get high quality products, right? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we want to help elevate people who are trying to go from homelessness to being in a home. Yep. So the donations we receive are we're going to take right to the Mary Isaac Center, yep, which is COTS, and also Petaluma People Services.
Okay, I'm going to, because we got to get the, I can get my hook here. So that's December 14th from 10 to 1. It's at Compass Office in Petaluma on 4th Street.
127
Yes, 127 4th Street.
Okay, I want to appreciate you both for coming on. We'll have
Thank
you back.
Thank you.
All right, folks, I'm getting the hook. I got to go. Drive safe, be safe. See you.